Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us, yes. I'm so thrilled that he did this, is a former Philly and a big part of the 93, the beloved 93 team. The great closer, Mitch Williams, is with us. Hi, Mitch.
How you doing, Ange?
Mitch, I don't have to tell. I already know how much you love Dutch Dalton. Tell us what he meant to you.
Well, he's just one of those people that's extremely special in somebody's life. And Dutch was extremely special in a ton of people's lives. And, you know, one of the things that I hear people say about him being a team leader, and honestly, God, my entire baseball career, I never had a team leader until I came to Philadelphia. And I never saw anyone delegate to a player the way Fregosi delegated to Dutch. And us as players, we all knew who the leader of that team was. Jim Fregosi wrote down the lineup, but Darren Dalton managed that team.
Wow.
And that's all there is to it.
Could you tell us how did that come about? Like, how would he manage a situation rather than Fregosi do it?
Well, I'll give you an example. We were in a pretty heated race with St. Louis. And they came into town, and I think it was during Mother's Day. Mariano Duncan hits a grand slam off Lee Smith. We end up sweeping them. I mean, the Cardinals had said a bunch of stuff prior to coming to town and playing us. And we end up sweeping them in a series. And I'll never forget sitting in my locker. It was after a Sunday day game. We had just finished sweeping the series from them. And I'm sitting in my locker, and I lockered next to Dutch. And he's walking down the clubhouse. And all he says, great job. I don't want to see one comment in the media. Wow. Not one comment. Wow. And you know, as a player, you better not say a word about that series, saying how we kicked their butts, nothing. He knew, you know, just don't give other teams that incentive. And that's just how he was. And everybody in that clubhouse knew he better not say anything in the media.
Mitch, what was it about, you know, what we're hearing all morning and what we kind of already knew, 93 was as beloved as the teams that won the championship. What was it about the nature of that team that connected so well with the city?
I honestly think it was 25 guys that looked like they were plucked right off the street of Philly and thrown on the field. We all had personalities that were really Philadelphia-type personalities. We know we weren't that great. We didn't think we were a superstar team. We knew we weren't loaded with talent. We were just too stupid to know when we were beat. And I think that's what Philadelphia has gone through. And what Philadelphia people go through every day, they go to work every day, they bust their ass, they take what they can get, they go home at night and go back and do it again the next day. And that's what we did. If we won, we won. If we lost, we were coming back the next day and you're going to have to beat us again. And I think that's just a Philadelphia mentality. You may beat somebody in Philly, but you're going to have to beat them every day. And those 25 guys were the best 25 guys I ever was in a locker room with.
Did you know that year when it was going on that was a special team with a bunch of special guys? Did you know it as it was happening, or did it happen and then you look back on it?
No, I knew it in spring training.
Wow.
It all started in spring training. And I'm, because, I mean, we're doing there's still videos from what went on that spring training. And I had bought one of them paintball guns, and I would lay in that bullpen and hide behind the mound like a sniper. And I still remember one of our advanced scouts, Hank King, was standing out in right field talking to someone, and I had the red paintball pellets, and I shot him in the ass with it, and he thought he'd been shot. But that was how spring training was. I'm walking around with a paintball gun, and everybody is doing whatever they want, and I think we won 22 or 23 games in spring training.
Wow.
It was amazing, and it just kind of poured over into the season and started in Houston. We could never touch Doug Jones, the closer for the Astros.
Junk baller, right?
Sniff it. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't puff your lip if you stand on your forehead. He just threw doo-doo. But we couldn't beat him.
Yeah.
And Mickey Morandini hits a three-run homer off him in the first or second game of that year. And I said, this team is going somewhere.
Mitch,
and that's just how it started. And then we started 23-8.
When it was over, did Dutch say anything to you?
Oh, he just came up and put his hand on my head. I said, at my locker. And then he knew what's he going to say?
Yeah.
He didn't need to. He just came, walked by, put his hand on my, smacked me on top of the head, and just kept walking.
Yeah. That was enough, right, Mitch? You realized?
Yep.
It wasn't about the ending. It was about all that went into that amazing season and the love. It must feel great to you to hear the outpourings of love for that team, even though you didn't ultimately win it all. That must be special to every one of you guys, right?
It is very special. I mean, we know that the 2008 Phillies won, the 1980 Phillies won, the 1993 Phillies. We came in second. And second place was the first loser. But we know that team was loved in that city just for the way we played the game.
100%.
I mean, if you look at us and the 2008 lineup or team, we could, on paper,
yeah,
we couldn't have compared to that team.
No,
that
really?
They had in 2008. It's not even close. Talent-wise, they had way more talent in 2008. They just... I've been asked that question a bunch about 2008 and the 93 team. There's no way we could play as well as the 2008 team, but there's no way that the 2008 team could play as hard as we did.
Yeah, that's so true. It's a beautifully said, as always. Mitch, we got to talk to you more. I love hearing you. You're still an amazing analyst of the game of baseball and a great friend to us and our show. And thank you for doing this on short notice this morning. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure, and you all take care.
The great Mitch Williams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.